This is The Guardian.
Hi, Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land. Earlier this year, Guardian Australia released a 7-part investigative series into the life and ambition of Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart. It's deeply researched and reported and was nominated for a Walkley Award and named one of Apple's best podcasts of 2025. And since its release, Gina herself continues to be in the news. Like when her company claimed helicopter pads are a necessity of modern business. Or when she was spotted at Donald Trump's Halloween party. So if you missed it the first time, here it is again. Gina.
I just think that that organisation and that family are particularly good at spinning their story. As someone who's been on the other side of the story, trying to unspin it from time to time, I can tell you it gets pretty difficult. They play hardball. And it isn't pleasant. It's all right to say you've got to be tough and stand up to it.
From Guardian Australia, I'm Sarah Martin, and this is Gina, a podcast series about Australia's richest person. The stories her family chooses to celebrate.
There was this mythical narrative set up by Lang Hancock right from the start. I think it was very, very effective, at least until the pesky journalist comes along and blows it apart.
And the ones they don't.
When they talked about closing the mine and closing this road, it was going into, you know, into that was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Closed it because of the dust. We used to travel around here ourselves here a lot.
Do you think about it often? Do you worry about it?
I think we leave the past behind. But we, you know, always conscious of our traditional homeland and what's going to happen to it. None of our people left here.
This is episode 6, Myth Making.